Dr. Schneider dictating pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Solleveld, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Vaughn and Dr. Cortina on 12-21-22. Mr. Solleveld performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forethought capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8-23-22. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Dr. Barnum. On 12-21-22, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forethought capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was less than 0.8 period. Optimal effort is questioned period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-9-22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, six-minute walk test on Garrett Fields. This goes to Dr. Barnum on 12-21-22. Mr. Fields performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 308 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94% period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.